Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
And good evening to all the best people I know out there. That would be us. Welcome to this very special evening show, and we have this evening show because we are just honored and excited to have Intuitive Carrie Samuels with us, and she's calling in from California, so we were just lucky to get her in to be able to talk about your year of intuitive awakening. Doesn't that sound perfect? And it's close to Valentine's Day, so this is a gift of self-love, and I think that we can all definitely enjoy that. If you want to ask her a question live, just dial 347-637-1318, and we'll get you on air. Hit pound one to go to the switchboard. If you're regular with us, we certainly appreciate you being part of our family. If you're new to us, you can follow us. If you have a Blog Talk Radio page, just hit the blue button on the left, and then you can follow us for updates. You can also go to my website, debscott.com, sign up for the monthly monthly Mind Vitamin News, and then you can get all of our updates, and of course on Twitter I'm at Green Sky Deb. Now, Carrie Samuels, if you're listening to this as a replay, most of our listeners do listen on replay, you're going to want to be able to connect with her because she's awesome. So you can go to carriesamuels.com, K-A-R-I-S-A-M-U-E-L-S.com, and then you'll find all of her information there. But she is an intuitive counselor, and she's a happiness coach, okay? Who doesn't want more happiness? Hello, this is why she's a guest on the show. And she's going to assist all of us tonight in aligning our soul purpose, help us clear away those beliefs that may be limiting us. I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a few of those. And that way, we'll all be able to love our life from the inside out. You'll be amazed at how quickly and profoundly you can transform your life. Your life is meant to be enjoyed, and Carrie wants to show you how to savor every moment. Her passion is combining wit with wisdom and entertainment with enlightenment. Once you discover your true purpose, you will wake up every morning filled with gratitude because you are thriving, prosperous, and doing what you love. There is so much more to you than you ever imagined. Carrie loves to use her God-given gifts to help you discover yours. It is a privilege, pleasure, and honor to have you on the show to share your shine with us, Miss Carrie. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for having me. You're such a delight, I have to say.
Oh, my God. Well, that's because best people we know are delightful, okay? We're delightful. And I'm seeing the switchboard already lighting up, so we're going to definitely
take your call. That's all this year's about, is about being lit up. So that's a good sign. I love
it. Lit up. Well, you know,
it's all about lighting, being lit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because, you know, one light makes a dark room very bright. So light
that's
is good.
Right. And we could use, we all could use some more brightness right now, especially during election season.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we won't go there because we're all on a probably a different
Yeah, we don't
want
to go into that vortex, right. But I think, you know, it's affected. We're all affected by everybody, you know, so it's a thing. You can't, especially, too, this year is a year about not hiding anymore. So you can't hide from the truth, will be very good in the long term in terms of politics because actually, the truth will be revealed. But it's also about, like, sensitive people and not, like, burying their heads in the sand and, you know, because it's too intense for us. We have to be bigger, brighter so that we can take on the world, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think that this is – and we talked about getting you on the show. I actually found you through a mutual friend who's been on the
show
before a few
times.
Yeah. Thomas John. Yeah. And so we were, I was, you know, his newsletter, he goes out, and so you had done an event with him. He's very mm-hmm. popular with us. And I said, you know, I love that, intuitive counselor and happiness coach. I have to do more research and see what you're about. And I love all the blues and the butterflies and Get Psyched for 2016 and Intuitive mm-hmm. Awakening. And your story, I'm always fascinated by people who can see angels or who have an intuitive gift or, you know, have transformed what they were doing before into something, you know, more mm-hmm. passionate. And it's all about mm-hmm. purpose. So,
yeah,
you know, you have to tell us how you came about realizing that you had this gift, because, you know, did you just wake up and see an angel? Did you just wake up and hear one day, you know, that this, oh, you can tell this, that, and every other thing? How did it start for you?
Well, and this is part of why I'm so passionate about helping everyone reclaim their intuition. This is the year of the intuition revolution, okay? So this is the year of the intuitive awakening. And it's very important now, more than ever, that we wake up to this. So I want to reiterate, like, I still don't see angels the way you may, like, expect it to be, like, on TV or something. So mm-hmm. because it's actually, and I say this, like, when I read people or when I connect with my guides, it's literally the same experience as when I read a book. So,
well,
you know,
that,
when you're
I've
reading,
never heard that description before.
It's
that's
so,
really wow.
It's so easy. It's so natural. It's just natural. The thing is, so I woke up to it about 20 years ago that this was a thing, right? Like that this mm-hmm. was something useful, because it got accelerated. I started out reading astrology. Well, okay, even as a kid, I've always been very otherworldly, okay? But I didn't even have imaginary friends. It's not like I knew I was psychic or like shut it off or anything. But I was very, very interested since a young age. All things metaphysical, and I used to literally sit there and think about past lives, what happens after we die, what happens before we're born, reincarnation. I had memories of past lives, and I used to dream with my spirit guides that I was reading this big book that I realize now is the Akashic Records. But that to me didn't ever seem like a psychic thing. It just seemed like mm-hmm. someone who had interests in things and was always kind of aware of otherworldly things. And my family's nothing like, you know, everyone's like, it's hereditary. I'm like, well, maybe. Well, but you know what? I have a whole, because I'm Eastern European Jewish by lineage, right? So mm-hmm. I have a whole bunch of people who perished in the Holocaust that I don't know about. So I could be carrying their gifts and not even know it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. that's how these things work. So anyway, I had no idea I was psychic until about 20 years ago, and I was temping at a job. You know, it was the 90s, and we were temping, and you could just do stupid stuff on the desk when you were doing reception. And I was reading this. Someone handed me a book on palmistry because I was talking about astrology, and they thought it was an astrology book. So I'm reading this book on palmistry, and, you know, people were coming up to me, hey, what are you reading? Oh, read my palm, kind of thing. And, like, I just thought, whatever. I was like, you know, I just started this book. I'm on chapter one. I don't know what I'm doing. And they're like, please, come on, just do it. So anyway, so I basically was like spooky accurate. And then it scared me. I didn't want to have anything to do with this. I didn't want to open myself up to the spirit world because I thought all kinds of negativity would come flying in. like I didn't want to be a Ouija mm-hmm. board. So I tried, that's when I tried to shut it down, but it was a very quickening process because the more I tried to shut it down, like literally, like it just chased me. Like I couldn't not get messages then. You know, I'd be in a supermarket and I'd have, like, it's like a rushing river moving through me, and it's like trying not to sneeze. Like the more I tried to stop this energy, the more it would like find an outlet. So I decided to very strategically channel it. So I basically practiced with the tarot cards for years. I didn't plan mm-hmm. on doing this professionally, but after a while, you know, word gets out and then it just happens, right? So, but what I want to emphasize is that to me, being psychic and doing readings and clearing energy and reading auras, all that stuff, it's so natural that you're not realizing you're doing it. It's not an extreme, and I think this is what holds people back. They're still like, when am I going to talk to my guides? When are my guides going to talk to me? When can I hear them? When can I see them? You know, if you get a thought that doesn't go away, that's your guides talking to you. If you get recurring dreams, if you get feelings in your guts, if you get feelings that don't go away, I mean, except if it's fear, right? But, you know, so much of this is your intuition talking to you, but I think we're all waiting for it to be something more fireworky. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so we disregard it. And so what happened is, during that process of doing readings, you know, even after being a professional for like 4 years, 5 years, I kept waiting to be psychic. I'm like, when am I going to be psychic? Because it still didn't feel like anything. But I was always very kind of in demand. Do you know what I mean? So, like, obviously I was doing something right and helping people. I was always helping people, but it never felt like anything. So finally, you know, now almost 20 years later, I'm like, well, this is it. This is what, it's just natural. It's like breathing, right? And the more big a deal we try to make out of it, in a way, the more we become separate from it. So it's like these subtle thoughts. It's like, you know, how you feel. Do you feel expanded or contracted? Do you get, you know, here's another thing that really held me back personally, is this idea that, you know, if you don't like someone or something, that you're being judgmental. It's actually an intuition, you know? It's like, it's not being judgmental by your intuition saying, hey, that's not someone or something to be trusted in your energy. It's a protective, it's a gift there to help you, you know?
Mm.
But we're trained to think that's judgmental. Now, it's judgmental if you start, you know, blaming, naming kind of thing. But if you're just like, you know what, not for me. I'm just going to trust that whatever my rational mind is telling me or what other people are telling me is one thing, and it's not for me, you know? Or this is for me, and my rational mind is telling me something else, or everyone's telling me something else. So, yeah.
You know, I love your story, and I think that we can all see parts of ourselves in it, because, you know, as it says on your website, and I'm encouraging people to go there, carriesamuels.com, you write, the more I ran from my psychic abilities, the faster they chased me. I couldn't go anywhere without receiving a message for someone. Finally, I embraced it. I devoted myself to the intuitive arts and have never looked back. And I think, you know, your story, it demands that we each look at ourselves in our lives and say, hey, maybe if something's natural to us that we maybe take for granted, such as you with your intuitive ability, maybe we need to look at that as a sign, because not everybody has that gift. And it's something that we do easily, you know, then maybe that's the way God created us to be. But the fact that people were in awe of, oh, my gosh, Carrie, how did you know that? Oh, Carrie, can you help me? You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
you needed
sure
the validation.
Exactly. I'm sure we can each think of something right now that says, you know, somebody always tells me I'm good at X, Y, or Z. You know, that might be part of the answer to the question of, hey, what's my purpose, you know? And that freedom that you say, hey, you're not being judgmental. You know, your intuitive guides, angels, God-given, however you want to look at it, is saying, be careful of this, go closer to that, this is the direction, this is, you know, that call that person, do this thing, whatever it is. What I love about your, and it's just all over your website and the work you do, and I know you have over 20,000 fans on Facebook for a reason, but it's always very positive and uplifting. You know, God's for us. He's not against us. Things are happening. There's nothing. We can learn from everything. Do you find most of your clients, I mean, what are you hearing your clients asking about that they have difficulty with? Is it the self-forgiveness, or is it prosperity is theirs, or is it, you know, what do you hear a lot of people asking about looking to clear out?
It's so funny that you say that, because because it's their guides that tell them what they need to do. They usually come for one thing, and their guides are there to help them with another thing. So I'm not sure we actually know what. We tend to hide. We tend to think we want one thing, but really it's something much bigger than we actually think we want. So I want to backtrack a little bit because I got angel bumps when you were talking about things being natural for us, because I really want, it was so beautiful what you said, and it's something I've been emphasizing this year, and I love the way you say it. And when I get angel bumps, those goosebumps, you know, that's a validation usually from my guides and angels that something's really important and on track. So because I got those angel bumps, I want to go back to it. Because that is part of what this year is about, and is that sense that what you're good at and what you're here to help people with is easy, should be easy, and let's make it easy breezy, lemon squeezy, and not make a big deal out of it. Because I think, again, like intuition, that's so much more natural and easy and there all the time than we recognize. We're always trying to make it be something. It is magical, but it should feel natural. It should feel so easy, right? And that's the magical part of it. It's that it's there all the time. You don't have to conjure it, okay? But the same thing with your greatest spiritual gifts to the world. People will tell you what you're good at because it's the thing you get asked for the most. And what happens is because it's what our gifts are usually so easy and natural, we do take them for granted. And this year in particular is a year of culmination. In numerology, it's a 9 universal year, and 9 is the number of endings and culminations and individuation as well. And so it's really like all the work you've been doing since 2008, this 9-year cycle, is coming to fruition. So you can look at it like you've been accumulating your gifts at least for the past 8 years, but really over the course of many, many lifetimes, you've been cultivating, nurturing your gifts. So it's not going to feel like hard. So some people who are, you know, like I'm sure you were maybe talked into doing this show. You know, if you're like, I love talking to people, it's so natural. I'm a networker. I love connecting people. But maybe it just was so fun and easy for you. You didn't think it was a thing, you know? But, like, people don't think their thing is a thing. But if you're helping, if you've helped one person, then you have the capability of helping at least one person. So it's worth exploring that. And I encourage everyone who's listening that it shouldn't be hard. This is your time to really pick the fruit. You don't need to plant the seeds, till the soil. This is like pick the fruit. Do something that other people have already asked you about, right? Like, or if you have an interest in something, like if you want to do Reiki or you want to write or you want, that is an intuition that's not going to go away. And Source, Spirit, would not download you with this idea and this dream and this desire if you didn't have all the tools within you to fulfill it. It's not a cruel universe, right? Like,
it's not a cruel universe. I love that.
It's a beautiful
universe. God really is good.
Oh, my gosh. And I do think, so getting back to what you were saying, so it's not necessarily what people ask me about, but it's what, because usually, you know, I don't, I only do readings on like things like this now. I don't see clients because my purpose, my greater purpose is to teach many people. And so this is, you know, so I don't see one-on-one clients anymore. But when I did, of the thousands and thousands of clients that I saw, pretty much what they would start talking about right away is why they had their life circumstances, like why something seemingly tragic or difficult was for the soul's greater growth and gifts. And that's very healing. is very healing when you understand why. And this is some, it's interesting because Archangel Samuel, which is similar to my name, that's Archangel Samuel's function, is to help people see the greater gifts and the challenges. So your name is no accident either. And in numerology, we study every letter of your name because literally even your name and your birth date is specific to your soul's purpose, your body shape, everything. There's nothing random, right? And so when we realize that there's nothing random in the universe, that everything has a higher purpose, that the soul is very deliberate, and even something that seems really challenging, the gifts are so much more enormous than whatever the challenge was. And, you know, you speak to tons of people, right? So how many psychics and healers and shamans, you know, we've had sort of a trial by fire, very kind of difficult, maybe challenging childhoods. And, you know, it's, but then who, like, I would never look back or change it, right? So do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have a lot of days where I'm like, okay, God, really? Did I really sign up for this? Could I just get the lesson so that I can move on past this? It's like, love it and let go, okay? As the older I get, I'm like, all right, I'm just, and it's like, would I really have signed up for this? Was there no other way to learn this?
You did, and truly the older souls tend to sign up for more, and the healers tend to sign up for more challenges. It's like, you know, you're not finger painting anymore. This is PhD. You got to defend your thesis. So it's like...
Yeah, there you go, there you go. And, you know, here's the other thing. I'm just looking, the chat room's very busy, so I just want to, I'm just letting, you know, welcome to the guests and some regular listeners, Joanne and Michelle, and hello, hello, I see everybody in there, and some other callers that are on the switchboard, so I want to get to them. But, you know, I just think it's so funny because I really love listening to what you're saying, and then there's something about a freedom, like, okay, it's not an accident. There's just something that just feels like, I feel less forgotten when I hear that. It's like, okay,
yeah,
but you
yeah,
know, God, the universe really is in control.
Random. Your life can seem unfair and random until you start really understanding how these karmic influences work. And when I talk about karma, I mean imbalance. And I think a lot of people that I help, and I'm sure everyone listening, you know, my forte is the sensitive souls, the empaths, and the overgivers, the ones with difficult boundaries, and we shrink from the world because, you know, the world feels kind of dangerous and negative. And my purpose and passion is to help light us up so that we can be the leaders, right? Because that's really what we need. But and you know, the sensitive souls, especially. I mean, we can look around and feel like things can be very unfair or random. But
no, I would never say that. I always feel happy about all my challenges.
But it is the greatest gift. It's the greatest gift when you know how to navigate it, but it takes some, it's very deliberate. So I know what I was going to say. So my point is that karmic imbalances are also about overgiving and not having boundaries because it sets the scales in an unbalanced proportion. It's not reciprocity. That's actually karma. That's a karmic pattern, and it's a karmic pattern a lot of us are moving through right now. And in this year, this nine universal year, nine teaches you to let go of the past, particularly feelings of abandonment, rejection, and isolation. So some of those feelings are going to come up, so you're going to move through them because you're meant to be a leader. And in order to lead people, you can't need others' approval. So it's this balance. We're balancing karma that way. We're balancing the scales by learning how not to seek. So our soul chose very often not to have a lot of affirmation up front, so we would learn how to self-affirm. So I really encourage people, if you really want to awaken your intuition, that's the number one thing to do, is to learn to affirm yourself instead of seeking it.
Yeah, getting other people-pleasing.
Yeah. I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, that is also the number one blocker to intuition. There's two number one blockers. It's a tie. So, yeah.
Honest to God. And it's, you know, it really is. It's like, you know, it's difficult when, how can we possibly, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Seriously, do you really think, I mean, how could we possibly get 7 billion people's approval? You know, one person loves it, one person hates it, you know.
People hate it. I get a lot of pranksters who tell me that, you know, like it's conditioning to think that what I do is evil, you know, people's religious conditioning. Mm-hmm. And I had fears, too, because I was afraid I'd let in all kinds of demons and stuff. But it's really like not knowing about germs, like just by not thinking germs are there. It's actually being aware of it and so that you can create healthy spiritual habits. You know, it's like, I don't believe in germs. And then you'll get germs, like, because you, like, aren't washing your hands or taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're like, okay, you know what, if I say my prayers and bring in my protection, it's not an issue, right? So, but we're conditioned to think that what our greatest gift is actually quite evil. It's a real mind trap there.
Mm.
So,
well,
we really need
to
move through this.
You know, and I really respect and appreciate, because we have so many different listeners. I mean, I have, you know, Christian, I happen to be Catholic, I have, mm-hmm. you know, people that have psychic gifts like yourself, I have people that are, you know, Buddhist, I have all different religions, all different,
mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Different listeners. But, you know, I think that we all have such a mutual respect, and I totally get what you're saying. But, you know, getting back to that, okay, whether it's universe or God or whatever you want to say, that higher power that knows something better than you, I think if we just focus on pleasing that one person or source rather than everybody that's around you, it's much easier, because, you know, trying to please everyone is an
impossible.
It'll never happen. So
it'll
you have
never
to,
happen. It'll destroy you, yeah.
Yeah. So that part of your message is very loving and forgiving, and
well,
you know, that I.
Well, that's what religion is for.
Mm-hmm.
It's to be loving and forgiving and golden rule. I think there's negative programming with it that makes it fearful for people to actually be okay with this aspect of themselves, you know, and it's programming from. You know, could be past lives or whatever, religious programming, but it's prevalent, and I had to go through it, you know, too, thinking like, you know, intuition is our birthright. It's not what is possibly, and you know, numbers and planets, like it's part of like what farmers used, and I mean, it's just, and there's numerology in the Bible. I mean, it's but things get taken and twisted to serve. You know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just not, so it just creates fear of your own self. You know, you shouldn't be afraid of your own natural abilities. So I really want to normalize this idea that, like, you know, instead of saying, like, you know, if you're at a workplace and you say, I have an intuition about something, I mean, you'll get fired. You know, but, like, I want to normalize it. Like, it shouldn't be, like, something to be embarrassed of. It's actually a gift that we all have. It's part of being divinity. It's part of being a creator. It's so beautiful that we have this gift of divinity to know what is unique and right for us, that I hope that, you know, people can move beyond their fear, their programming, and just, you know, really just be good with, okay with themselves, you know.
Well, I think that we have a lot of people that are good and okay and getting better with the, even as we listen to you now, I'm laughing because Michelle said, when you said the antibiotics thing, she goes, you're full of healthy probiotics. So Joanne's like, I could listen to her. She's speaking to me. So, you know, the numbers, I want to, because I've gotten at your website, and I want to direct people there again to carriesamuels.com, you have a free download with some things with numbers.
Yeah.
And I downloaded that. I think my number came up as 7 for my name. But do you take Deb Scott, or do you take Deborah A. Scott? You know, it's like,
oh,
do you take
your
full name?
So my book is based on your birth date.
Okay.
But every letter of your name is very important. And, you know, I have a calculator on my website. You can actually, if you go to carriesamuels.com/calculator, there's not the LifePath one, but there's one you could put in anything, and you can look up your name and see what it calculates to. So there's different ways to do this. So every letter equates to a number, so that's part of how we look at your – it's kind of like looking at your astrology, but it's numbers. And so for me – what I like to look at, because I like to look at your soul's blueprint, like what you intended when you're born, which is revealed in your birth date and your name combined, that you would take your full name at birth. But if it has like the third or junior or something, you don't take that. But, you know, like if it was Deborah Beth Scott, you would write Deborah Beth Scott. Now, you can, you know, you obviously, your current name has its own power. And, you know, that's interesting, too, to look at and how things change and how that's reflected. But in terms of, like what your birth chart equivalent would be for your numbers, you would look at your full date of birth, which is what you do in my book. We look at your date of birth. And
yeah, somehow
even
I came up with
numbers.
7, since I think, whatever it was that you had in there. I just remember coming up with a 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Does it
now?
Okay, we're on air with a lot of people, so we have to. Well, can we talk later? We'll have to talk later. But I just want people to know, to be able to go to your website, because part of the thing with the show is, and I'm going to get to some callers here, and I really appreciate people having patience and everybody being in the chat room, because we are the best people we know. But you know, but we can never do it all in 30 or 40 minutes, Carrie.
The book is really comprehensive. It's super comprehensive. I mean, there's everything in there. It's like people are like, how are you giving this away for free?
The more you give, the more you receive. But
I want people to have these very simple tools, like natural for them, right? Like know this, like this is helpful.
And then they can go to your store, and then they can go to media and your blog and contact and find out where you are and get on your email list and all of that. So that's what I'm encouraging people to do. Plus, you have a great Facebook page, and you have, you know, thousands of people over there. So just everybody, I'm just going to direct you to go to carriesamuels.com, and then you just sign up for everything, and you'll love it, and it'll be a lot of fun. But do you, let's take some callers.
K-A-R-I-S-A-M-U-E-L-S for those who are, because it's K-A-R-I Samuels.
Okay.
Samuels. Yeah. So in case people are like, what was it again? Okay. So yeah, callers, I'd love
to. Very good. That's why you're the intuitive. See? There you have it, people. So, all right. 856-795. Thanks. You've been on hold for half an hour. That's just really appreciative of you being here. 856-795. What is your name, and where are you calling from, and what is your question for Carrie?
Well, hello, Carrie. How are you? I love what you're saying. I love the positivism, and I work with angels and guides, and I love
how wonderful.
To say, because I teach that too, and I love to say to people that when you connect, it's like feeling that we have and we do a responsive universe, a responsive God, responsive angels. And there's something about that connection that's so beautiful and powerful. So thank you, because I needed to hear all that today. It's perfect.
Oh, good.
Now, can you just do the name on the air? Can you get enough information without somebody revealing their birth date?
Yeah,
or
if you wanted to look for what your personal year is, and that's one thing too, but I also do the personal year in the book. But if you want to have me look at your full name at birth, is that what you're saying, or
Well, I'm saying that, is there a way to just give out a little bit of information on air without giving a birth date, but just using the birth name or whatever name? Yeah,
How about you give me your day and date of birth, not the year? Would that be comfortable for you? Or no?
Yeah.
No, that's six, what? Yes. No.
Maybe.
Well, why don't you just give me your name, not even your full name? I'm just going to ask my guides then. We don't need to do any numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's
that's
do that.
Very good.
Let's
I
just
like
go
that
direct much. Dial. We don't need this, okay?
And Deb can explain why later. So.
It doesn't matter. I have so many, I'm funny. Like, you'll never know anything personal about me on Facebook. It's all about, like, you know, angels and stuff.
Oh,
I'm the same way.
Right. And,
I'm very
and I'm
private.
Also, right. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
I
so,
am.
First of all, what is your
I'm private
name,
and
your
very
first
public.
Name? Oh, I get
we
it.
We respect privacy. It's all good.
Yeah, I totally get it. Like, someone said something about my, you know, the street name I live on. I'm like, I'll private message you. You know, I'm like, I don't tell my street name on Facebook.
Right. I almost
so
gave
what is
you
your,
my,
what is
my
your
birthday,
first,
but I, like,
are you comfortable
I had,
giving
to,
your
I had
first
to hold
name?
Back. So, yes, if you could do that, I don't want to tie up the phone. You have so much important information for all
yeah,
of us
what's
to
your
hear.
First name?
Joanne. And like two names, really.
Yeah, okay, an E at the end, right?
Well, I added the E, actually. It came with a hyphen, my parent, and, you know, J-O dash hyphen capital A-N-N.
And you it's added so, the E.
I added the E because it felt out of balance, and I took out the
Isn't
hyphen.
Isn't that
because
interesting? So the E, what you did when you added the E, so the E is the fifth letter of the E. So it's interesting I actually asked about it, too, right? Because it's like, why was I guided to ask about it? See, your
That's
guides
your intuition,
have it covered.
Yeah, and your guides.
You know, we don't have to play around. So you the E is the fifth letter of the alphabet, and it's the most commonly used letter of the alphabet. So the E is expressive and it's verbal. And up until you added the E, you felt like you didn't have a voice of your own. I feel this very strongly in your relationships as well. Like, you know, and then you were like, that's it. I'm going for it. I'm going out there. And now I am being public. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of like a revolution for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's still a revolution.
Yeah.
It's great.
When you add,
yes, thank you.
When you added
yeah.
the E. So here's the thing, and I you know, obviously if you're very public and well-loved, that's great. But right now you're going through, and I hope this is okay for me to say.
Be careful.
Yeah, but I feel like you're down on yourself. Like you don't feel as good about yourself as other people are feeling about you. Does that make sense? Like you're...
I'm in a crunch in terms of getting things done before a very big event, and
uh-huh.
so it's more that the pressure feels like it's weighing down rather than so, and that's kind of diminishing. And so I started to dance again to brighten that up.
Oh, good for you. So, okay, because this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like outside expectations are very high, which is great. Your inside expectations were also very high, but because things are getting piled on you, you're not feeling like you're living up to whatever the expectations were. So that's how basically your guides were showing it. So does that make sense? Because of the pressure, and you're not, you know, and you're kind of a perfectionist for good reason, you know, because you like everything lovely and you have high standards, which is great. So I just need to remind you that you're taking orders from big
Me.
Guys upstairs, right? No,
oh,
like
right,
you have,
yeah.
you're doing this.
Well, not
you're
taking
channel.
Orders, right? Okay, yeah.
You're, I mean, you're like you're being directed, right?
You're definitely
just you're the conduit.
Yeah.
You're the very well prepared
right.
conduit, and so, you know, there are frustrations with you know this and that or vendors or whatever, but like they've got this. They just keep wanting to say we've got this.
You know, and I know that, too, and yes, and
so,
I think that's, go ahead.
Yeah. So whatever frustrations have come up that life gets in the way of your production, you know, your guides are kind of saying, like, you know, we've got the production, take care of your life. And like, the easier, you have to remember, whatever energy you bring to this is going to be brought to this. So, you know, Deb and I were just talking easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You want to get in alignment with the energy of ease and fun, because you're very fun. You're super fun.
Oh, I know. And actually, I got that realization again. You know how we need to be reminded of those things.
Exactly.
Because when I was in college, I wanted to major in fun initially. It was like, yeah. Actually, it was more like joy, just joy, joy, which I still want, you know, I still feel that. And, yeah, so it's all.
Yeah, so you have to get yourself in alignment with that, and because that's the energy. The energy you're bringing to it is more than the perfection details that you think you need to bring to it. So get back in alignment with the energy that you want this to have, and then everything will start to flow more easily again.
So lighten it up, because that's how I like to do it.
Yes, but you kind of lost track of that.
Oh, I know, and
just
and
a little
I appreciate
bit.
You're telling
but
me
they're
that.
Like, we've got this. We've got this, Joanne.
Yes,
got
isn't
this.
And it's so wonderful when they do, and I know that, and I believe that so implicitly, and I teach that. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have somebody tell you about it when you lose sight of that momentarily. So thank you. I appreciate
I'm
you.
So
and
honored.
Deb, I love you.
To remind you. Thanks so much, and I think it's true of all of us. You know, it's like we can get it in our head, but we got to get it in our heart, and that trust is a must. And, you know, it's just good to hear it. So, you know, you're calling in, answered questions for so many of us. I'll raise my hand, too. Hey, we're all in this together. Thank you so much. Thank you. Lots and of
I'm
love,
excited.
Joanne. It's going to be a huge success. Thank you. Yeah,
love you both.
Love.
Thank you so much. You're both
gonna
such a gift.
Going to be wonderful. You too.
Love us.
Thank
love
you.
Us. Love us. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I love that. Love us.
I love that too. That's so amazing.
Thank you. All right. We got 412-628. 412-628. You're on the air with Carrie. Did you want to tell us your name and ask a question? 412-628.
That's you.
Oh.
Who's calling from Pittsburgh? 412, isn't that Pittsburgh?
It did, and they just dropped off. You know, I apologize if I hit something on the switchboard if you wanted to call back in. 412, yeah, I don't know, Pittsburgh. I guess I'm not always so
that's
good
where
with
I
all
lived.
That.
Yeah. I used to live in Pittsburgh.
Yeah?
It could be one of my, someone I knew back then. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That could be it. You know, I think that, you know, when people call in, I'm always fascinated at how it's like, okay, and how many other people had that same question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we do that to ourselves? Like, we know the answer, and we know the right thing to do, and then we don't do it. What's up with that, Carrie?
It's kind of like what I said before. And again, this year is about learning how to individuate, which means you're doing something very unique and you're being very unique, right? So it's you know, we're tribal oriented. Our security and our root chakra is basically about being supported and part of a tribe. And then being unique runs contrary to that sense of security.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're doing something different, new, all yourself, it's not like you can look outside of yourself and say, oh, yeah, of course this is going to work and be successful. Like, it's an insecure kind of way, right? So, I mean, I think when you get that kind of validation, especially from a total stranger, like if you get it from your best friends, you're like, whatever. You get it from a total stranger.
You don't believe it. It's like, oh, you would say that anyway. You're always going to tell me what
whatever.
I want to hear.
Exactly. But if it's validated from like a total stranger, and I think that's why psychic readings can be so helpful because, you know, it takes a lot of the fear out of it. It's like, well, you don't even know me. And you see this, and so, okay, then I'll feel confident taking this step into the unknown. But you're stepping into the unknown, right? So, you know, it's always great to say, oh, no, you'll be okay. You know, like if you're walking in the dark, it's nice to have someone that says, no, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's natural. I mean, it's just, it's good that we could do that for each other.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how you know, I don't know why I was just thinking about this, why this just came to mind as an example, but I just like am thinking about how for some reason roller coasters, like being at Disney World on the roller coaster Space Mountain, that scared me. I did not want to go on that thing. And
It's scary,
but you know it's just a ride. It's like on Halloween, we go into haunted houses, yet we're still scared. We know it's not. It's just a ride. It's just a movie. But yet we still get those emotions get going. You know, we can intellectualize it on one way, but then the other way, it's like, well, you're feeling that, which I suppose is good because the alternative would be, you know, be here. But
exactly.
But all of those things together, I just think that it is validating to hear it from a perfect stranger. Not that you don't love your friends and your loved ones, but sometimes you just feel like they know so much about you anyway.
Yeah, that they'll be like, yeah, you'll be fine. Although that's also nice to hear sometimes, you know. But then sometimes they may say, no, don't do it. Take the secure course of action, and then you have to listen to your intuition anyway.
Right.
You know, sometimes you're going against what all your loved ones think is right for you, and that's also really intimidating, isn't it? So your intuition will take you in all kinds of directions to test you, won't it?
Just one big adventure, never a dull moment. My life
adventure.
Is none of my business. I've decided that a long time ago. What is a chakra? I apologize for. I know kind of what it is, but I'm not sure, because one of the things that you do is, I guess, seeing something with the chakras and energy fields and why. I mean, you have a lot of purples and blues, which are like my favorite combos you have on your website. But can you give us a cliff note version of what that is and how that can be important?
Well, your chakras are your energy centers, and so that's basically where spirit and matter meet. So we have these seven major energy centers called our chakras, which are basically these connecting points, and they actually correlate to different parts of the nerve centers along your spine. So they have a physical component too. So each of these chakras, 1 through 7, but, you know, people, there's also more that extend past our physical body into the heavens and then beneath the earth as well. But they, you know, when you take in information, you take it in through your energy field, and it's processed up and down your spine. And, like, these chakras are each, like, different centers of communication and information. Like, there's each one, like, processes different levels of information. So your lower ones beneath your heart are more earth-oriented. Your heart is the center, the intermediary between heaven and earth, and then their upper chakras are more like spiritual and that kind of thing. They're lighter, so they're closer to spirit. But we're responsible for all of them, really. Like, it's important to be a spiritual being having a human experience, so that means we're responsible for having a human experience, because when we're on the other side, we don't need to have a body, so we don't have to worry or care about that kind of thing. But here, it's a responsibility having a body. So to just be in the spiritual realm, like while you're on earth, you'll have some problems, but if you're just thinking about worldly things, which is like a lower chakra thing, without like focusing on how to benefit the greater good or having a spiritual connection, then that's an imbalance as well. So it's the chakras really, you know, if you're balanced in them, you're really connected heaven and earth.
So how does that fit in with an aura? What's the difference between that and an aura, or do they complement
each other? Well, your
aura
is like, you know how the earth has like an ozone layer?
Yeah.
Right? That's like your aura, right? So it's like that part that separates self from non-self, but it's penetrable because your aura is picking up information and sending out information. So your chakras like filter the information, then it's sent out to your aura, which is like your own personal space. So they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
But aura colors change all the time. So when people are like, "What color is your aura?" Like, it does. That's not like a thing. I mean, you could be thinking one thing, and you know. So basically, you know, energies getting pulsed out into your energy field that's associated with anger, and so your aura could look very scrapey and full of reds and browns or whatever. I mean, it could just be anything. It changes by whatever is happening at that mm-hmm. moment. But in general, people can have like a very healthy aura, which is shiny and bright, and you have healthy boundaries and you love yourself, and it's like having clean windows in a house or a healthy ozone layer. But then people can shrink up their aura to protect themselves because they don't want their energy to be contaminated by other people. But you can also have very, like, your energy is very kind of contaminated in some way, polluted by other people's thoughts and negativity. It can kind of pollute your aura as well and wear it down. So you really want a bright – and I again, that's one of the things I have on my website is I have free meditations, and I have one I just created, an open your chakra meditation, which is really helpful, especially if you want to clear away your fears of intuition. But, you know, so basically it's you want like a bright, shiny aura that radiates really brightly because that's going to attract positive people and circumstances to you. But if you have other people's negativity, other people's thoughts in your aura, if you're shrinking it up and hiding, then you're going to have a hard time.
Oh, I hope you're seeing a nice, shiny, bright, pretty color over here for me.
Of course. My goodness.
Me and the dogs. Me and my dogs. God and the dogs. That's like I love my dogs. You've really been generous with your time, and I have just so much enjoyed the time with you, and I know that so many of our listeners have appreciated this. I always tell them the best thing that you can do to keep us going and growing, besides going to your website, Carrie, and getting some of your products and your newsletter and working with you, is to just share this show with a friend. Because I loved how you started it out at the beginning. One person, it's like the starfish story, you know. Oh, the kid's throwing all the starfish in, and the guy's like, that's a waste of time. What are you doing that for? You can't get to 1,000 starfish. And he's like, yeah, well, he holds up that one. It matters to this one. Hello. So if I'm that one starfish, please, somebody throw me back in the water. I'm pretty grateful. You know, it's like the person that wins the lotto, you know, the Powerball or whatever. It's like, yeah, well, they won, so there you go. Can't win if you don't play. But the idea that, you know, really? So the idea that somebody's listening to this, it's like, oh, well, that I'll share this show on a tweet or Facebook or send it to someone. But, you know, is anybody going to see it? Well, yeah. Hello. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah, people
that's
are
what
very
I ask everybody to do.
Yeah, that's how, you'd be amazed at how much someone would appreciate it. And the thing is, again, people are maybe afraid of sharing something because they don't want people to judge them. And that's one of the things that I really encourage people to get over. Because if anyone's afraid of anyone judging what they like or what they don't like, and I know Joanna and I were talking about being private. This isn't like giving away your address. That's what we were talking about, you know, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But about who you are and what you like, I mean, that's something that is, you never want to fear other people judging you with that. So, you know, if one person can benefit from you doing that, that's really great.
Well, on your website, which is very beautiful and user-friendly, KarisamUels.com, it's very easy to navigate home, about, praise, angel, store, media, blog, contact. And in the store section, it's very, very user-friendly. I don't know who designed your website, but
oh, I literally just had that redone. Like, I love
the my goodness.
With that. The store
just
page.
Just in time for the
was
show.
Like one big thing. Like, the guy who did it was, I'm like, Ginger Soul Records, anyone who's looking for someone to help them with it. He's very
beautiful.
Wonderful. I know he did a great job redesigning the store to make it user-friendly because I'm always looking for ways to make things more happy for everybody who visits my site.
And I love it. And let me tell you, it's like 3-1-2-3. It's like all the colors, you know, peace and well-being, guided meditation. It's very easy, healthy boundaries. All the prices are there. And you go from like $4, $5,500, whatever it is, you know, you've got something for everyone.
I do have something for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, animal souls, your earth angel companions, because I'm telling you, my Beju and my Zuzu are my, I tell them all the time, your little gifts from God, you two.
Oh,
I love you, babies.
Yes, I love animals so much. It's ridiculous. So people, but we actually have, like, the way we choose our family, we have contracts with our pets before we're born. We do.
Well,
or any animals
talk to the best, some of the best people I know, too, so there you go. But you have so many things, soul contracts.
Yeah, I know, it's a little
positive,
bit ridiculous.
Call in your abundance angels. I mean, my goodness, I mean, you have a lot of products at a lot of different, quite the variety, and they're all different prices, so I just encourage everybody to go there. Well, God bless you, and thank you for sharing your shine with us and your gift, and I just have really enjoyed the show, and I'm always saying it, the regular listeners, they always laugh because I'm always like, I hope everybody else enjoys my show as much as I do, because
I enjoy it.
I love
your
it.
Show. I mean, this was, you're such a fun, awesome, positive, delightful, who couldn't? I mean, yum. You're delicious.
You see, that's because we have great guests. We just, that's how we
take some
do
credit,
it.
Take some credit, Deb. You did a great, you're awesome in every way.
Oh,
credit,
my goodness.
Credit, credit, credit. Take it in. Take
it in. My goodness. Yes. We'll have to talk later. All right. Well, anything else that you want to say to the listeners? Anything I missed? Any, maybe a personal appearance, you know, whatever you would like to close out with.
I want to emphasize that this is about self-love. So the more you accept who you are without apology, that is what self-love is about. So it's not about getting more massages necessarily all the time. It's literally about expressing who you are without apology. Get the massage if you need it, but it's so important that, you know, self-love means you don't hide and you allow yourself to say who you are and express who you are. So I want to encourage everyone to do that.
Wow. Okay, well, I will sleep well tonight because, of course, I'm over on the East Coast. And, Carrie, I have to tell you, this is not my regular hour, as you know, but we're so grateful to have you on at this hour. But there's 4,836 Blog Talk Radio shows right now live, if you go to the Blog Talk Live page. Yeah, you're number four, girlfriend, and this isn't even my niche. This isn't even my hour. I'm like, wow, that's
awesome.
Great.
Well, maybe you want to consider an evening show.
You never know.
You never know. You know, you got to read the clues as they come. That's exhilarating. That's really awesome.
Isn't that fun? Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much.
Well, listen, thank you. God bless you, Avalanche style.
God bless
everybody.
You too, and everyone listening.
Yes, and go to Carrie Samuels and go visit her, connect with her. She's rocking awesome. If you've enjoyed the show, share it with a friend. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Thanks, everybody in the chat room. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday at our regular time, Tuesday at 11 a.m. Have a great night. Thanks, everybody.
Bless and love.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.